Okay, this is Prince DJ here, and well, things are kind of getting back, but not to normal, as we thought we will see. The bank down the street is going to be opening up Monday. Church is going to be opening up Sunday, but to SD. Social distancing at church. At church. 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 6 feet apart. At church. Every other pew. At church. We shouldn't have to be like this. At church. The president said that church is now. President Trump has said the churches are now essential now. Hey, President Trump. Go against the CDC and said churches could go on as usual because it will not be at like home on Sunday. Church to me is real home because my real church family is there. Cruising to me is like another home because even though you have a stateroom, you still have people to talk to and stuff like that. But where I'm at is fake home. You know, like President Trump has fake news, it's fake home. Fake home. I just have a roof over my head at an area that I like. But nonetheless, and that's why I call this the Second Palace. But nonetheless, SD, my arch enemy, SD is going to be raising his ugly head at church. And they have two separate sides because we always used to come on the north side of church. But they're going to have two sides with the 9:30 service between the north side and the 10:30 service on the south side. And they're going to have like doors open, like the outer doors going headed into the church open. And they caved. We're giving into government. We're giving into, you know, the CDC. We're giving into the power that be. We gave in. I give up. I was going to go back to church on my own because Deacon told me the van that was not going to be running on the Sunday, the very opening Sunday. Now I'll probably support him. When I watch it on YouTube, I'll probably support them then. You know, I still get like offerings and can still give to the missions, but I can't support SD. I hate SD. I hate social distancing. And you heard at the end that, you know, this is the place where freedom still resides and social distancing is never allowed. It's never allowed. We can't shake hands at church. At church. Anyway, let me tell you the main reason why I came in there, other than the small little teeny tiny rant, because it ain't going to change the fact that it's already done. But nonetheless, something I can't do. I would like to announce that I've already had another leader of tomorrow, and I will be posted at sometime soon. It's already done. I just have to post it. Problem is, I got a problem posting from an iPhone. I had to get one of my older phones where I could get the audio and then put it for the, put it into the Anchor files. And then I finally got repurposed so they could put the audio into YouTube. Finally. Finally, I don't have to do separate work. But it's already done. I had an interview now. Wow, it's going to be pulled into a different court now. Big D Country's royal court. Queen Nicole Jones, was a member of the Leaders of Tomorrow. And she was talking about American bill money. And now, so like queens and princesses, and queens and princesses, and also the knight, you know? And I'm a prince. Okay, so you could call me a lower king because Jesus is high king. But nonetheless, at church! This is a nightmare. Wake me up. This is a nightmare. Social distancing at church. And then they're going to have the nerve to wind up. And then even my cruise home is going to be strange. Social distancing in my cruise. Okay, calm down, calm down, calm down. Okay, get to the announcement, calm down. I will be posting that announcement sometime this week because the weather has been playing a lot with my moods. And we've been having weird patterns with this weather. But I will be posting it. It's already on my Facebook page. If you want to friend me, Deshaun Porter, on my Facebook page. And that way, you have to scroll down to get to where my interview is. And I'll repost it again. But, yeah, so that is coming up soon on the podcast. And, also, I would like to make another announcement. I am going back to my roots. See, when I used to do Spreaker, I used to like to give rewards to fans, like shout outs or, you know, me having them a member of the Hall of Fame. Well, I'm doing it again. But this time, I'm making it easy. I am doing it what is known as a special royalty feature. Fan Hall of Fame. Super fan. The Dutch a fan. Or a Duke a fan. Something like that. Something within the hierarchy of royalty. But anyway, nonetheless, I am pleased to announce. I am very happy to announce that Zach, the artist that I had when I was doing the interview with him, he will be the first ever Fan Hall of Fame in Big D Country. That's right. He will be the first ever Fan Hall of Fame in Big D Country. I decided to go a little bit different. I'm trying to see what I can do as far as an award, as far as a certificate for the fans, and vice versa like that. But Zach is the first ever Fan Hall of Fame inductee member. So congratulations, Zach. He liked all of my social media, not all my social media, but all of my Facebook posts. He liked it all of my majority of my shows. He probably listened to my shows too. I know he listened to my shows already. But he is definitely a super fan. Definitely a super fan. I almost said super delegate, but anyway. it's just been terrible. This crazy weather. This weather's getting it down. Oh, the sun is coming out. Wow. Thank goodness. Because they kept saying that it would be cloudy and dreary until Friday. Wow. But anyway, anywho. So congratulations to Zach. And, so I'm going to have to probably... Yeah, I want to call him. I know you might be listening to the show. I want to set up a ceremony with you where you will officially accept your inductee into the Fan Hall of Fame. And you will be once again on the Big D Zone, but this time as a Hall of Famer of the fans here in Big D Country. So... if you're listening, let me know that you have received this good news and all that good stuff, Zach. And other than that, I will be putting the interview that I have with Queen Nicole, part of the new royal court here in Big D Country. So we got queens, princesses, knights, and. Yeah, you can designate a title if you want. You can designate a title. Whatever makes you happy, you know? We're free here in Big D Country. No social distancing allowed. None. I hate SD. But anyway. And I have been... I almost forgot that I was not only a delegate at the district convention, but I found out the email that I was a delegate also at the state convention. I was like, oh, I forgot about that, because I knew that there was a higher state slate for the national delegate, but it's going to be harder since SD raised its ugly head. Because remember, I was trying to go to the national convention, not only to be the delegate, but also cover it on my program. You know, to cover what a different delegate within the state have to say about, you know, the election and the process and everything like that, and how they feel about it. But now that's not going to happen. But, you know, I called the organizer of the what would have been the convention in St. Charles, would have went to St. Charles for the state convention, and now that's by mail too. But I was advised that, because since I still would have to ask people to nominate me for the delegate, but he told me it'll be more easier to be an elector, a presidential elector, the one that votes in the state capitol for Electoral College. So I said, okay, I'll do that. I will help the president. I will help Sandra McDowell. But the way Congress has been acting, I will not be helping them. They don't want to help us get more stimulus payment. They want to beat around the bush and want to wait and see and all like that. I will not be voting for Congress. But I will vote for president, and then I'll vote for Sandra McDowell for governor of Missouri. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So, with that said, and the reason why I haven't been coming on, I've been depressed off and on lately, because one, it was this weather, and two, I didn't have any motivation because of this weather and my depression. It really plays on with that. Of course, everybody knows about me being a widower, but it's also played by the fact that we've been locked down for almost 5 months. And it's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. I don't even know what it's going to be like when the cruises starts coming back up in August. I mean, the debating about changing the Mardi Gras to next year. That's what I'm saying, because I hate social distancing. I literally hate it. It's ruining people's lives. It's ruining this. It's ruining that. People are still being fired left and right, or furloughed, or, you know. I mean, this was even in this time. Even in this time. Hello, Congress, we need help. We don't wait. We don't need no wait and see. We don't need no. You get to go off on rest. You have so many rest periods, and not action. You're not even working for the people. We're the one that's electing you. And then you're not even working for us. I mean, yeah, help the businesses, but you're not even working for us. And we voted for you. We should have a way to dock Congress's pay and don't even pay Congress at all. I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, or green, red, blue, orange, or yellow party. If you don't help us, you don't get paid. And you don't get voted back in the office either. You shouldn't even have to be voted back in office. There should be term limits. I mean, Roy Blunt has been in Congress for so many years, even before I even got to Missouri. Some of these career House of Representatives need to step aside. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. You need to step aside and let the people that actually want to help the people, to help the people. We are hurting over here. And if you want, and guess what? If you want to have people to spend money, open up the darn businesses and help the people to have stimulus more stimulus instead of just $1,200, and then making it hard for people to collect the unemployment. And now you want to end the unemployment. But some states had problems with the unemployment in the first place. And it took them weeks just to get it implemented. You're not even giving the states a chance to implement the daggone system. It's really ridiculous that people are hurting. And people are tired of staying in their houses or apartments. And then being alone. And then people can't even visit people in the hospital, you know, that might, you know, need to lighten up their day when they're in pain. People are dying alone. Is that the world that you want us to live in? This is the stupid new normal that you want us to live in? Stupid coronavirus? Stupid social distancing? CDC? Is that what you want, huh? Is that what the cat you want? I hope you're satisfied, and I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy. Because I was trying to win the fight over grief, over my wife. I was trying to win, and now we've been locked down for 5 months, ever since I came back from St. Louis, Missouri, after being involved in a great pod fest. Almost 5 months, and then now, since I hate social distancing, I'll support the church for reopening up by just watching them. Because I hate social distancing, and I hate this 6 feet apart crap. And then, oh, if you're not 6 feet, oh, you're an idiot. You're an idiot if you're 6 feet. And they're still calling people idiots for gathering in the beaches on Memorial Day. It's Memorial Day! Well, it was Memorial Day. This is not freedom. This is not freedom. So, July coming up after June. So just get this. If you don't want people gathering around on July 4th, then change July 4th. Even though it shouldn't be that. Because July 4th celebrates freedom. And we are not free. But the country is. But the country that is in, the country that, you know, where 50 countries reside in, it's not free. This isn't freedom. July 4th should be moved, but only if we need to be moved. They're considering doing that in Oklahoma already. So, anyhow, I hate this. 2020, epic fail. But anyway, I will have another Leaders of Tomorrow post up when I can and when I get my motivation. And then I will do a special, I will do a very special Fan Hall of Fame. Yeah, Fan Hall of Fame and all that good stuff. So it is really on and popping. What do we want? Freedom! When do we want it now? What do we want? Freedom! When do we want it now? Wake up, pray up. SD, go back to where you came from. We are a 50 country. We're supposed to be free. Peace! Oh, and one more thing. I am debating about going back to college to at least possibly finish my associate degree. And I probably might be doing it with associate college, but they have different programs and a lower cost. So, other than that, that's what I'm arguing about too. So, otherwise, we're 50 country.